This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. It's possible that Colorado Republicans may still be able to vote for former President Trump in next year's primary. What's less certain is whether those votes will be counted. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains what a U.S. Supreme Court ruling could mean.
The Colorado Supreme Court disqualified Trump from the ballot, but that ruling had a big caveat. Trump's name will still appear if an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court is still pending on Colorado's ballot certification deadline of January 5th. But if the U.S. Supreme Court later agrees with the Colorado ruling, then any vote for him in the March primary won't be counted. Jenna Griswold is Colorado's Secretary of State.
It's honestly not atypical to have a candidate who either withdraws or becomes disqualified on a ballot.
Griswold says if Trump is kept off the ballot altogether, any write-in votes for him won't be counted either. The Colorado GOP says if Trump's primary votes are disallowed, the party will try to dump the primary and move to a caucus system. But Griswold says it can't legally do that. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Closing arguments concluded today in the trial of two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. The case is expected to go to the jury for deliberation tomorrow. Cloudy skies across Colorado overnight. If you're in the lowlands, do we say that? If you're in the lowlands, lows in the 30s. For the mountains, you're looking at lows in the 20s. This is CPR News.